In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord called me before I was born. While I was still in my mother's womb, He named me. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. What if this morning we imagined that these verses that we just heard are about us? What if we put our names in that place? How do we read these verses from Isaiah then? The Lord called me, Koshi, before I was born. While I was still in my mother's womb, He named me Koshi. Wow. Imagine that. I'm not just anybody. I'm not just a number. I'm not just statistic. The psalmist says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am special in the sight of God. Now, according to Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, it says we are God's work of art. Let us take these verses out of the pages of the Bible and see them as talking about us, about you and me. Let these verses come alive in us and in our lives. We are here on this planet Earth, not as an accident, but as God intended us to be and called us to be. If so, then God has a purpose for us, for our lives. See, God is in the business of calling into being. In the beginning, God called the creation into being, and then He named. God called light day, and He called darkness night. In our scriptures today, we see God being so active in history, in the lives of people. Hear what the psalmist says. I waited patiently upon the Lord. He stooped to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the desolate pit. He put a new song in my mouth. He set my feet upon a high cliff. So this is the God who was active in history. In the epistle we read, Paul, who called to be an apostle of Christ by the will of God. And God is faithful. By Him you were called into fellowship of His Son. And in the Gospel we read, you are Simon, son of John. You are called to be Cephas. So the God who was active in history continues to be active in the present, in our lives, in you and me. God is still active. The God who called the creation into being, the God who called day and night, the God who called Isaiah, John, God who called Andrew, Peter, Paul, the Corinthian Christians, is still calling. He is calling you and me, the people of St. Peter's Episcopal Church. In God's eyes, we are unique. We are special, and we are God's masterpieces. And God has a special place for us, a special calling for each one of us. We are called before we were born, while we were still in our mother's wombs. And God named us as Brandon, Koshi, Susan, Beverly, Peggy, Gary, Jack, rather, Peter, and so on. Each one of us is God's work of art. Each one of us have a special place in God's economy. As we live our lives, we are creating a picture of us on a canvas. Sitting in our pew right now, think of us, imagine ourselves drawing our self-portraits. A stroke there, a stroke here. Some strokes are bolder and some lighter. The way we live our lives, our thoughts, our decisions, our actions, our working with people, our relationship to God, each other, how we treat others, our giving, our receiving, all these add color and texture to this self-portrait and define each and everything of that picture that we are creating. And once we complete that, complete our self-portraits, match that against God's portrait for us, and see how close we are. Would it be close to what God had in mind for us, and how God called us into being? Left to our own devices, we can pretty badly damage our brand, our God brand. Life is kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. A friend of mine told the story. He grew up in England with his two brothers and sister. When they were young, at every Christmas, their father would give them a giant jigsaw puzzle for them to put it together. After much protesting and arguing with father over it, they spent hours slowly trying to create the picture on the front of the box. He said to make it even harder, his father would show the front of the box just long enough to get a glimpse of the finished picture, and then he would hide it. Imagine them trying to put together this puzzle piece by piece from memory. It is an image we can all identify at times in our own, with our own life. We feel stuck sometimes as none of the pieces seem to fit. I remember doing jigsaw puzzle myself, and I get frustrated, and sometimes in desperation I just try to push and shove a piece into a place that doesn't really go in there, and it looked kind of fitted. Now I do this with crossword puzzle too. I know that deep down it wouldn't fit, and it was going to mess up the whole puzzle. It bothers me till I go back and amend the mistake after doing some more hard work. And when the right piece or right word goes into that place, everything will fall in place. Eventually, the puzzle will be solved. How are we doing with our life portraits? Are all the pieces of our jigsaw puzzle in the right place? Inevitably, we make mistakes. We make wrong choices in life. Sometimes our priorities are screwed up. Deep down, we know that something is amiss. Yet, we go on with our life pretending that everything is okay. I did that for a long time with my own vocation. It took a number of years before I fessed up and decided to seek ordination. One of the promises that we made at the time of our renewal of baptism is this promise: we will persevere in resisting evil, and whenever we fall into sin, we will repent and return to the Lord. Notice that it doesn't say if you fall into sin, It says whenever you fall into sin. So falling into sin is assumed. Isn't it good to know that we are not left to our own devices? In our epistle reading from Corinthians, Apostle Paul reminds us that he will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by him you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Jesus Christ, we are given the means to mend our lives, to repair the damage we have done to our brand, to correct our self-portrait and put the right piece in the right place of our life's jigsaw puzzle. We are called into new life and called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. In the gospel, we read Jesus asking John's disciples who wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus, what do you guys want? What do you seek? In reply, they ask Jesus what sounds like an awkward question. Where are you staying? The Greek word for John uses here for staying is the same for the word abide. It's a major theme for John in the gospel, a word that is used to describe deep relationship of union and fellowship with Jesus. Abide in me as I abide in you. Abide in me because apart from me you can do nothing. So when the disciples ask Jesus, where are you staying? They are not posing a geographical question as to where exactly Jesus was, his home address. That is not what they are asking. But it's a profoundly spiritual question. Who are you, Jesus, and where do you abide? So that we may abide in you and you abide in us. So whether it is coming into this relationship with Jesus, this abiding relationship with Jesus, according to John, or coming into fellowship with Corinthian Christians with Jesus, according to Paul, it is in that relationship, in that fellowship, that we will allow God to do the essential work of redemption in us. And through us, the whole world. The messed up, broken world. God has great plans for us. After talking to Isaiah, after talking to Israel, then God shifts that from just restoring Israel or restoring Jacob back in place. He said, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. It is too light a thing. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. So we are created not just for self-preservation, but we are created for even greater things. We are called to be the light of Christ, to shine in this world, bringing people into relationship with Christ and into the fellowship of God in Christ. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Sunday after next Sunday, two Sundays from today, we will be having our annual meeting. Why don't we make a pledge to ourselves that each one of us will introduce Jesus to one other person? Like Andrew in our gospel reading today, he introduced Jesus to Peter. If you do that, just one person this one year, by this time next year, we will have double the number of people sitting in this pew. If you just bring one person in one year, And then we will have a problem, Gary, with space. Wouldn't that be a great problem to work with? Yes. And that is what we are called to do. We are called to bring people into fellowship, into relationship with Jesus. And that is the greater thing that we are created for. We are called into being and are named for greatness. Our work is more than self-preservation. Our work is to act as God's agents in doing God's mission in the world.